this. Pump up the volume, 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 pump up the volume.
What is up, everybody? What is going on, this, that, and those listeners? I hope everybody's doing super well, per huge, as always. Hope everybody's, you know, L-I-V-I-N, living it up, dude. No episode last week, that was my bad. I thought I had an excuse, but I can't think of it right now, so that's no excuse. Then I thought I was going to give you two episodes this week, and that didn't happen either.
Alrighty then.
Sorry. Sorry about it.
Disappointed!
But anyway, I got attacked by a goose on Monday. Yeah. Like, full-blown attacked. All right, at work. At work, I went to go take the garbage out, which is on the side of the building. So I go, you know, I'm just carrying some trash bags. And I see a goose flapping its wings, head directly towards my throat. It was coming for the throat. I did a full 360, because, you know, the thing's flying at you. And at first, it took me a second to process it, which I also want to revisit my how long I think I would last in a zombie apocalypse. I might get taken out by zombies at some point. It took me a minute to realize, like, what was actually happening. This thing's flying at me. And then when I realized what was happening, I was like, well, it's probably going to fly away, right? And until it was about, I don't know, less than 10 feet from me, I realized this thing's coming at my neck, fight or flight. I did a 360 spin move and used the trash bags for a weapon. And I nailed the goose, but I dropped the trash bag. I got so scared, maybe. I thought I was excited, maybe. Who knows? But I got, something happened. I dropped one of the trash bags, ran back into the building. I'm like, oh shit. All right, this goose wants my throat. I don't know what's going on. Why did this thing just attack me? Sure enough, on the side of the building, they cut down like these bushes, and the mama is nesting on the side of the building. So, oh, it's starting to hail. That's awesome. That's great, you know? Anyway, so I go, you know, I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Go outside. The thing stands up, and I see there's a whole bunch of eggs. So I'm like, oh, boy. So it's super territorial, whatever. I got to get this trash bag back. Can't just leave it outside, right? So I had to go out with a rake. Started coming at me again, so I swung the rake at it. Hit it a little bit, not like, I wasn't swinging for the fences with this rake. So I'm like, I don't want to mess with you. You got your babies. I get it. I just need this trash bag back. But you guys are going to be assholes about it. So I need to not let you attack me. I'm just going to shoo you out of the way. So then they start hissing at me and shit. I just grab the trash bag, go back inside. Everything's cool. Next day, I'm like, all right, I got to take the trash out. Trash day. The goose was nowhere to be found. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to go out the other way. Walk the long way around, get the trash bags into the trash area. And so I get in the building, go grab all the trash bags. I'm about to walk out, and the goose is at the front door, literally just waiting for me. I see it start doing its head thing. So now, when I take the trash out at work, I have a metal pole. Because I will not tolerate this anymore. Okay. I looked up. I'm a goose expert now. They remember your face, so the last thing that thing remembers is me fucking hitting it with a trash bag. So he's in a funk about that. He won't let that go, okay? This goose, he's holding on to something that scared both of us. And I thought we could be bigger people about it, go our separate ways. I'll stay out of your way, you stay out of my way. But geese, remember your face.
Could it be Satan?
So geese are satanic. And it's never going to let that go. So now that I know that this goose, this male goose, is out for my throat, and every time it sees me, it's going to attack me, I have a metal pole that I am now using to defend myself. Oh, back to being a goose expert. So I looked it up because, you know, the place I work, there's like little ass kids with disabilities. And allegedly, it's not funny, but it's kind of funny. The goose attacked one of the kids. Not really one of the kids, one of the kids' friends that came. But so the goose attacked the kid, and so I'm like, all right, if it attacks me, that's one thing, but I can't have this goose attacking little kids. That's really fucked up, right? Like, you see anybody get attacked by a goose, and it's funny. If you see a little kid get attacked by a goose, it's even funnier. I don't know why. Maybe I'm screwed up, okay? Anyway, the fuck was I saying? Oh, yeah, I gotta get rid of this thing, right? So I look up, I'm like, all right, what are the steps you have to go through to get goose removed from your property? Well, you can't kill a goose because a Canadian goose is a protected animal in America, right? So you can't really fuck these things up. And you can't really do anything about it. What they do is you pay these, like, private companies, these private businesses. It's like anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000 per visit. And they bring border collies to chase the geese off the property. And after you do that enough, the idea is the goose is like, this isn't worth it, let's go somewhere else. However, since the goose already laid its eggs, the goose isn't, well, I guess it's geese because there's two of them. But I'm saying the one that's sitting on it isn't going to let that shit go. If anything, they're going to chase these geese off the property and they're going to be right back. And they mate for life too. So even if the male one was like, let's not go fucking back there, it's not worth it, the female goose is going to be like, no, we're going, and you're coming. I'm going to come, but do not come. Anyway, yeah, dude, you can't do anything. You can't do anything about these geese. So, yeah. So they're just something that they're just a nightmare that we live with right now. It said it takes about 28 days for them to lay, 28 to 35 days. So that 4 or 5 weeks for their eggs to hatch. And then I don't know what they do after that. Hopefully they go somewhere because it's a real problem. It's a real problem. Fucking geese, man. Who would have thunk that geese are so evil? And then I also looked it up, and I don't know how true this is, and I'm not gonna, like, volunteer for it, but it said that when a goose bites you, it feels like if, like, a three-year-old is trying to pinch you. Which, if that's the case, I'll let that thing bite me as much as it wants, but, you know, they're scary. They're scary birds. And they're big as fuck, man. When this thing was flying at me, I thought it was the end. I thought it was the end of me. We're going to Topgolf tonight. That's going to be fun. We're actually going to go Topgolf at like a 445. You know what's crazy about Topgolf is you after 5 o'clock the prices like go way up, but if you get a 445 you still get that pre 5 o'clock pay or cost. So that's pretty cool. Not super cool by them to just raise it a bunch after 15 minutes, but whatever. Also, for this episode, this is a very special episode. I picked up a buzz ball right before I'm recording this. I picked up some buzz balls. So, unfortunately, I went to two places because the first one, I don't know why, I just love a buzz ball. They're just so fun. Women-owned company, you know, and they're just like, these chicks got balls, man. Have a ball. That's what it says on the side. Women-owned, shake well. Anyway, dude, buzz balls are so fun. We got to bring buzz balls back. Next time we hang out with Vern and Davey, I know for a fact they're going to have a buzz ball for me. Because they just like, they listen and they hear me out. You know, my wife does not hear me out. She has to deal with me for like, so we figured this out last time we were over there. Jenna has to listen to me all the time. So she's over hearing me out unless it's like a really good point and it's like a smart thing or it has to do with like a Bravo show. She doesn't want to listen to me anymore. I come here for you guys. I come here for Vern and Davey and Frank. They listen to me. You know, they hear me out. So when I say, I think we should play beer pong, what does Davey and Vern do? They make it happen. You know? And when I say, I think we should bring back buzz balls, I think Vern and Davey are going to be right on board with that. Now, this is where it gets interesting. The first place I went to, because you usually just get them at a gas station. I don't know who else sells them. The first place I went to, they had racks of buzz balls. However, the only flavor left was an espresso martini. And for me, the treat of the buzz ball is kind of, you know, chugging it. You don't, if you sip a buzz ball, you are a psychopath. If you drink a buzz ball, like just sipping it, or God forbid you pour it into a fancier cup to try to make it look like you have a cocktail, you are a psycho. The purpose of the buzz ball, how many ounces, 200 milliliters? Is that what that means? I don't know. Is that a lot? Who knows? You know, who knows? Scientists maybe, but is 200 milliliters a lot or is this more than that? I don't know. No one knows. The point is when you have a buzz ball, you want a chuggy. It's a fun little, you throw it to your buddy cause it's in the shape of a baseball. He catches it and you crack the buzz ball and you chuggy. You don't sip a buzz ball. So an espresso martini to chug that would just be living a nightmare. You know, I should have hit the soundboard. We're going to go to the soundboard now after I find it. Oh, we got ads. And then sometimes remember it does the 101 soundboard.com. It's like some kind of ad. Whatever. What I should have hit was this.
I'm living in a nightmare.
If you're chugging an espresso martini, you're living a nightmare. You're a psycho if you do that. Maybe that's the only buzz ball you can drink out of a martini glass. So I said, I can't do this. There's no way I can chug an espresso martini buzz ball, right? I'm not that crazy. So I go to the liquor store, you know, the gas station, sure, they're probably out of the good flavors, but the liquor store won't let me down. Looking all over this place, and I see the shelf in the store that's just kind of, it's got like just a dust over it, you know, Like, no one goes to that section of the store. No one reaches for anything on those shelves. It's right in the front of the store, so you know they're just trying to blast you in the face with it. Everybody sees it. No one grabs, and it's just got a layer of dust over it. And I see Buzzball cocktails, chalk teas, and it looks like chocolate milk. Premium vodka, orange wine, and cream with natural flavors. This is a dairy-based Buzzball. This is a dairy product. And it's pretty warm. You know, it's it was sitting on the shelf at the liquor store. You know, we're gonna it says shake it well. ASMR. Yeah, and we're gonna chug this while we do the pod, I think. So bear with me. I said to shake it. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, fuck. I got milk chalk teas all over my hands and my keyboard. Ah, shit. Fucking. Why do they tell you to shake it if it explodes? Hit pause on the podcast. Don't know how long I did that for. Yeah, I just finished cleaning up the keyboard, though. So, we're good. A little bit is on my hand. And I shouldn't have tried that. I shouldn't have tasted that. I should. Oh, that's bad. So, what I just did was a terrible idea. You know how when you know the water is going to be cold, you go, I just need to see how cold it is. And you put your foot in and you're like, fuck, that's cold. And you're like, I should just jump in, but I'm just going to ease my way in now. That's what I just did. That was a horrible, horrible mistake by me. We're going to buzz off here. We're going to buzz off in three. It's so gross. Oh, God. And it smells. Oh, my gosh, dude. Yeah, dude, Buzzballs rock. This is going to be gross. And we're going to bring Buzzballs back, Davey and Vern. Next, when we play pickleball, we're just going to play pickleball with Buzzballs because you can probably do anything you want with these things. And we're buzzing off right now. And I'm going, we're going to drink it in 3, 2, 1, buzz off, baby. Holy shit. Wow. Oh, fuck, that was gross. There's a one more little tiny sipper in here. Like, barely anything left. Like the shit that, oh man. Like it was foamy because I shook it. And now it's turned to liquid. So let me get this last little sipperoonie. Mmm. Oh, wow. Not good. Not good. Oh, man. And the other option that he had. Oh, fuck, that's so bad. It's like vodka mixed with chocolate milk. I think that's what I just drank, actually. I think that is what that was. Like vodka, chocolate milk. Ugh. Wow. That's got to be a prank that you get people. Because real Buzzballs are much better than that. There's like a green one. There's a red one. I think it's like The green is like a tequila. The red one is like a cranberry something. I don't know. Wow, that was gross. That was gross, but we're feeling good now. Now that that's passed. Yeah, dude.
I'm so excited.
It was chalk teas. It was chocolate milk and vodka.
I'm still gonna send it.
Still gonna send it.
Know what I mean?
Know what I mean, Vern? Wow. That was that was bad. Anyway, so now that we're buzzing, I really am loving watching women's college basketball. I am so in. I was going to say balls deep, but then I remembered that I was talking about women's college basketball, and it's a kid show, so we don't talk like that. But I am so fucking into Iowa, you know? Caitlin Clark just draining threes. She's putting up like 30 points a game with like 10 assists. She's accounting for like over half Iowa's points. She's so exciting to watch. Then I found this other girl for UConn. I think her name's like Breckers. Paige Breckers, maybe. That sounds good. She's a fucking baller. Iowa just beat LSU. That was an awesome rematch. Man, my hands are all sticky from that buzz ball. The Iowa LSU rematch was awesome. Wanted it, you know, in the Final Four. That would have been kind of more fun, but the fact that they beat them, they advanced to the Final Four. The Final Four is actually in Cleveland right now. They're doing the Final Four at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse for the men's and the women's. I don't know where the champ or the semi-finals is going to get played. No. That would be the championship game. I don't think that's in Ohio, but yeah, the Final Four is, and it's going to be awesome. Iowa's playing LSU or UConn. That's tonight at 9, and then NC State and South Carolina State are playing for the women's. I think, I'm guessing it's going to be Iowa versus South Carolina in the championship for the women's. And I think that's going to be an insane fucking game. I think that's going to be crazy. I don't know if LSU, or if, I keep saying LSU, I don't know if Iowa is going to be, it's the buzzball, if Iowa's going to be able to keep up with a team like South Carolina if they end up going on just because of their benches. But I think it's going to be a super fun game to watch. And it's going to be Caitlin Clark's last college game. She already said she's going to the draft. Then I guess for the men's, it's... is it NC State? It's some smaller team that is kind of like the Cinderella story. Man, dude, this buzzball's got me fucked up already, man. I'm fucking tripping. Probably because I just drank... I would guess, I don't know, 7-year-old cream mixed with vodka. The cause of diarrhea. Dude, when you drink this one. Diarrhea. Doo-doo. My asshole is just like.
Let's go.
When the fucking buzzball touched my lips, my butthole. Oh shit. Yeah, dude, who cares about March Madness anyway? You know? The men's anyway, like, who cares? The women's is where it's at. And I think that from watching so much of, like, the past 2 years women's March Madness, I think I might be able to, like, watch a WNBA game. Especially, well, I mean, actually only if the girls that I've been watching are on the teams. Do I have to watch, like, the WNBA draft to see who my team is? I think I do. Whew, we are buzzing. Yeah, so Vern and Davey, though, like, if you do decide the next time that we hang out that you're like, all right, we got to buzz off with John. We got to buzz off on a Tuesday night, whatever it is. Don't get chalk tees if you get a buzz ball. Don't get it. And the other thing they had there, I think I tried to say this many of times. They had the extreme size buzz ball. It's like a liter of buzz ball, I'm guessing. If they're doing milliliters, this one was a liter, at least. Don't really know how big that is. It might have been bigger. But the point is, they had a mega buzz ball. And that one was like $30. And, you know, when you're drinking them as a joke on a podcast, just to prove that you want to bring them back, I bought them just so I could drink it on this podcast and, you know, show you guys that I'm serious about wanting to bring back buzz balls. When you're doing that, you know, as a, and I might drink, dude, I bought two of them. I might drink another one before we play Topgolf. But the point is, as a joke, a $30 buzz ball that's chalk tees flavored, by the way, if it was any other flavor, I would have bought it. I would have bought it, maybe. But I would have thought about it. But when you're making a joke and it's like, do you want a half gallon of chocolate flavored buzz ball? You pass. You're going to be a passing on that. What's funny is Jenna likes this drink at Topgolf. It's like this blue drink. And she's always like, can you just make me like a normal size one of those? Because it's supposed to come in this golf bag. I'm fucking getting her the golf bag tonight. I'm going to do it. Get her the golf bag. And she's going to be like, why the fuck did you get me this? And then she's going to drink that thing down. And she's going to get all tipsy. And we're going to come home, watch some college basketball, some women's college basketball. And she's going to just like fucking accept it. She's going to accept it as her Friday night. You know, because she's pretty cool. I got a pretty cool wife, okay? And when I got a pretty cool wife, okay? And when daddy says, when the man of the house says, we're watching college basketball, women's, she obliges. Just kidding. She's going to be like, I'm not watching this. And I'm probably not even going to watch the game. That's the reality of it, you know? The reality is I'm going to end up at a bar by myself watching women's college basketball like a fucking weirdo. And the bartender's going to be like, hey, what can I get you? And I'm like, do you have any buzz balls? And then the manager comes over and he says, did you just ask for a buzz ball? And I say, yes, I did. And he says, there's the door. Get out. And I get kicked out of the bar. I can't even watch the game. And I got to listen to it on the radio. So I'm just at that point, you know, hopefully by then I'm more than buzzed. Hopefully by then I'm on the moon and I'm, you know, hopefully by then I'm on the moon, just sitting in my car, listening to women's college basketball Final Four. You know, that's the reality of it, dude. That's life in your 30s. Just the saddest story ever. That's life in your 30s. It's full-blown snowing now. Worg the Ferg. What was that? That was the Revenge of the Buzzball coming back to get me. The Buzzball bites you back. You think you're going to take down the buzz ball, but the buzz ball takes you down. I think I told you guys, maybe I did or didn't, but long story short, you know, because I could bring this into another 30 minutes, but we have birds making a nest outside in one of our dead plants, and it's been so cold and rainy that they haven't been in there, and I'm starting to get nervous that they realize that it gets wet when it rains, and they're like, we can't make a nest here. And I haven't seen them in the pot, in the potted plant in a while. And, yeah, dude, it's kind of, I'm a little bummed because I love my birds and I thought they were making a little nest right outside of our window. That would have been so freaking cute if we had a bird nest outside of our window. And when we opened up the door, we heard the little birdies going like, cause you know, baby birds are the ugliest of animals, but they're like eyeballs are on the outside of their skulls and shit. Like they're fucking gross, but you know, the circle of life, we had this little bird's nest almost being built. We're going to witness the life of these birds. You know, that's kind of cool. That's kind of cute. See them turn into the size when they start to fly and shit. The other thing that could have happened is since they were in a potted plant, they could have all just jumped to their death, which would have been sad because I would have been the one that had to clean them all up. Just dead baby birds all over the patio. That would have been gross and sad, but mostly gross. And I haven't seen them out there anymore, and I'm a little nervous. I'm starting to think that they decided this wasn't a good place for them to nest, and that's sad to me because I wanted them to nest there. I wanted the birds. So that's that. Yeah. We were gonna... Man, I'm gonna go play Call of Duty. I gotta shower, too. We're going in, like, a couple hours.
Let's go!
So, yeah, I do need to get a move on it. You know, because I can't be going out. I can't be seeing Davey's hot ass. Davey's hot ass with the fucking bags under my eyes. You serious? Papa's got to moisturize for when he sees Davey. You know? And I know Vern, she's going to make fun of me if I don't shave my head. Her and Jen are going to point at me and they go, laugh at the baldy, laugh at the baldy, he has no hair, he has no hair. And that always hurts my feeling when they do that, so I gotta at least shave so I look good. Because the other thing is, it's like they do that song or the song they sing when I have a little bit of stubble, they go, ha 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 ha, he's trying to grow hair. Ha ha, he's trying to grow hair. Everybody look at him, he's trying to grow hair. And then everybody looks at me, and that's super freaking embarrassing. Everybody's like, then I know everybody at the bar is like, look at that idiot. He doesn't know when to let go. That's the only thing worse than being bald is being the guy that doesn't know when to let go of his hair. So, I gotta go get my toupee ready and put the glue on my head. It's a whole process, so this is where I leave you. This is where I leave you, my liege. And until next time, peace.